This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Barry Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today I want to introduce to you, if you don't already know much about her, Our Lady of Fatima. Fatima is an extraordinary series of apparitions, the apparitions of Fatima, which took place in Portugal. And they really speak to us today. I mean, we can think of the recent consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So that's where I want to begin as we think about Our Lady of Fatima today, because there's this great link, there's this interesting link between Russia and Fatima. To understand this link, we must go back to the revelation of July 13th, 1917. The apparition prophesied a night illuminated by an unknown light, announcing God's punishment of the world by means of war, famine, and persecution against the Church and the Holy Father. In order to prevent these calamities and to assure the world a certain time of peace, Our Lady called for the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, as well as for reparative communions to take place every first Saturday of the month. During the Second World War, Pius XII, at the request of Lucia, one of the visionaries of Fatima, decided to consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Paul VI followed suit, again making the consecration in 1964. John Paul II made the consecration in 1982, and then in communion with all the bishops of the world in 1984. And finally, Pope Francis made the same act on October 13th, 2013, at the beginning of his pontificate. Then we have the recent consecration, which took place in the course of the war in Ukraine. Reconsecration is possible because it's a response to desacralization. And second, we might think of the importance to strongly affirm a particular devotion. But let's look a little bit more about the basics of Fatima, if you're not familiar. On May 13th, 1917, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three children near the village of Fatima in Portugal. In the course of six apparitions, which took place between May and October, the Virgin Mary called herself Our Lady of the Rosary and urged Christians to practice penance, to pray the Rosary daily, and to have devotion to her Immaculate Heart for the conversion of sinners. The apparitions at Fatima were officially approved by the Bishop of Fatima in 1930. On May 13, 2017, Pope Francis canonized two of the visionaries, St. Jacinta and St. Francisco Marto. The cause for the beatification of the third visionary, Sister Lucia, is being actively promoted.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Infant formula is in very short supply. Parents who rely on it to feed their babies are feeling desperate. Since early 2020, it seems like new shortages pop up every few weeks. There was the toilet paper shortage, the building supply shortage, housing shortage, furniture shortage. But there's some kind of nightmare about the newest shortage, infant formula. It's suddenly in very short supply, and parents who rely on it to feed their children are feeling desperate in this crisis. How did we get here? Well, formula was already in lower than usual supply when a scary incident with infected formula at the Abbott Nutrition Facility in Michigan made matters a lot worse. So if you're looking for formula and facing empty store shelves, what are your options? Here's what you need to know. First, reach out to your pediatrician. Whatever you decide, check with your baby's doctor. They may have suggestions of where to get formula. They can also advise you on switching brands, alternatives, and any other questions you have. Check alternate sources. Smaller stores and drugstores, which might have infant formula available when larger stores have run out. You might want to buy formula online instead of in-store for now. You might also be able to get suggestions of where to look from your local WIC office. Consider using donated breast milk. Speaking to a pediatrician, this was her first suggestion. Many moms who pump have extra milk and may be able to share. Finally, reach out on social media. There may be people willing to help.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
On October 13, 1917, a crowd witnessed a miraculous event that was recorded by journalists, lawyers, and scientists. Thousands of individuals gathered near Fatima, Portugal on October 13, 1917 to witness an apparition of Our Lady. What they saw was widely reported at the time and became known as the Miracle of the Sun. According to various sources, Dr. Gonzalo Guerin, professor of natural sciences, was there. He later recalled what occurred. As a note, some claim the account was actually given by Dr. Garrett's son. Dr. Garrett explains in his account that at first, nothing extraordinary occurred. He says, "I was looking at the place of the apparitions, in a serene, if cold, expectation of something happening, and with diminishing curiosity, because a long time had passed without anything to excite my attention. Then I heard a shout from thousands of voices, and saw the multitude suddenly turn its back and shoulders away from the point toward which up to now it had directed its attention, and turn to look at the sky on the opposite side." What happened next defied all scientific reasoning. Dr. Garrett continues, saying, "It must have been nearly 2 o'clock, about midday by the sun. The sun, a few moments before, had broken through the thick layer of clouds which hid it, and shone clearly and intensely. I veered to the magnet which seemed to be drawing all eyes and saw it as a disc with a clean-cut rim, luminous and shining, but which did not hurt the eyes." I do not agree with the comparison which I have heard made in Fatima, that of a dull silver disc. It was clearer, richer, a brighter color, having something of the luster of a pearl. It did not in the least resemble the moon on a clear night because one saw it and felt it to be a living body. The doctor continued in his description, the good professor continued, saying, "It looked like a glazed wheel made of mother of pearl. It should not be confused either with the sun seen through fog, for there was no fog at the time. It was not opaque, diffused, or veiled. In Fatima, it gave light and heat and appeared clear-cut with a well-defined rim." At the end of writing his account, Dr. Garrett affirmed that he was in his right mind. He was not suffering from a hallucination. The miracle of the sun ushered in a new wave of devotion to Our Lady.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.